This is Dana and Jason in the Morning podcast on demand at WBLI.com.
Hello, it's Dana and Jason.
Hi.
Is this Adam Lampert?
This is him, yes. How are you? Who is this?
This is Dana and Jason.
Hi, guys.
Adam, this is the second time we've talked in a year, so basically I feel like we're dating.
Yeah, considering that no one actually speaks on the phone these days, this is pretty intimate.
Yeah, that's
I feel
right.
Very intimate. Next thing you know, you're just going to start getting nudes from me, and I apologize.
Oh, Lord.
Adam, but wait, are you calling us from Japan right now?
Yeah, I'm in Tokyo.
I have a jet setter boyfriend. It just keeps on getting better.
And I'm basically calling you from the future, because it's like a day ahead here.
He's living the dream.
He is living the dream.
I'm working my tail off, but it's totally worth it.
Well, and it totally is, because it was just announced like a couple weeks ago that you are the like top earning American Idol of 2015. Does that feel good, or were you like, why are you talking about how much money I make? Everyone get alive.
A little bit of, I mean, it's definitely like, yes, there's a sense of accomplishment, but it's also sort of like, that doesn't mean I pocket all that money. That means that's how much I've like generated, but you know.
I feel like you're doing so much of what you've wanted to do. Like, you're living out this dream that you had, and you know, you earned it, and you did so well on American Idol. And then beyond that, you really have had success where so many haven't been able to.
Yeah, I do feel really lucky. I really do. It's the thing I like so much right now after 6 years since American Idol is that I get to do lots of projects. You know, it's not just one thing. You know, I have my pop career, I have my album that just came out, but I was on the road with Queen, and now I have like lots of little projects I can get to be a part of, and that to me as a creative person, that's the most rewarding thing. It keeps me kind of inspired that way.
Well, and I feel like because you're such a creative person, is there stuff that you think about as, well, I still haven't gotten to do this, and there's some, this is what I really want to do. It would be like getting to the next level for you?
I mean, you know, I think, you know, I've put out albums, I've been on the radio, of course, like you always want, you know, your single that you put out to connect with as many people as possible, so that would be cool, you know, to have bigger hits come out and more songs and more albums. I think this whole TV thing is sort of like, you know, I'm just getting my pinky toe in the pool on it. But
I know, because it was just announced that you are going to be in Rocky Horror Picture Show, the remake, as Eddie.
I'm so excited. I'm like, it's going to be, you know, it's a little cameo role because I have so much going on, but I'm like, I'm so thrilled that I get to pop in and be, you know, a goofball with that cast.
Well, we were talking to our listeners this morning on Twitter and saying that we were going to have you on, and there was just a million questions about that. They want to know, is it live? I guess the details, they're not everywhere yet, because this has like recently been announced, so it's
well,
not...
To be totally candid with you, I don't even know that many of the details.
Okay.
I just found out, but I do know that it is not a live event. It's going to be something that's filmed over a handful of weeks, and then edited together, which means it's going to be really good.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I love a good editing situation.
Yeah.
Will you please just make sure you look hotter than Meatloaf in that role? Just bring a little glam to it.
Please.
That's all I ask.
Baby, you know I'm going to turn it up. Come
yes, on. I hear you. Yeah. So you're definitely going to bring some hotness from what I understand.
Okay, you're doing this interview. There's so much happening between Jason and Adam Lampert off the air when we were playing songs.
It's a real connection.
The two of you are just chatting.
I can't help it.
Go
to
ahead.
Bring you back into the conversation, yes. Dana, he was just talking about the cast of Rocky Horror Picture Show, which he just was recently cast in.
But have you seen some of the other cast? The casting is really sexy, actually.
I know.
Some of the other people, and I was like, damn, this is a good company to be in.
Jason's sitting there Googling now, so you've taken him out of this conversation completely. So,
oh, gosh. I just like to have, like, an image in front of me of the person I'm talking to, and the one I have, Adam, I see you.
Well, because you and you guys rock so much of the same hair, and he's like your style icon.
He's a fantasy
icon. Oh, Meatloaf?
No!
You!
Oh!
Oh, no. We actually, our listeners found out that we were talking to you. They did start sending us questions, but it was like they didn't trust us to ask questions.
Smart.
They were throwing questions at us to ask. Would you mind if we asked a few from your...
throw them at me. I'm Glamberts.
So I don't know if you do this, but we are going to come see you when you're here in Long Island at the Paramount. Do you do covers when you're performing usually?
Yeah, I mean, I like to throw in like one or two in my show. I've actually, with the tragic passing of David Bowie last week, which just, God, it was so sad, but I have to say I've been so inspired by the outpouring of love for him as an artist and so many people sharing their memories of his music, and it's been really beautiful and very touching, people remembering him. I wanted to kind of pay tribute to him, and I performed Let's Dance by David Bowie. I performed that the day after his passing on my tour, and now it's like I just keep wanting to sing it, so it's kind of in the set now.
Is it?
Awesome.
It's such a great song.
Is there an artist for you that where like so many were, you know, so devastated and just so emotional about his passing? Is there an artist for you that you've kind of felt that emotion?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, like when Michael died, Michael Jackson, that was pretty intense. I think it's like these artists that like kind of shift pop, and Michael Jackson did that. David Bowie's definitely done that. Mm-hmm. These artists that have affected so many artists after them.
Definitely. Well, the question from the listener, not that was my own, but she was asking, would you consider ever singing Hello from Adele?
That'd be fun. That's a great song. I think everyone covered it when it came out. So, you know me, I don't like to, like, you know, I don't like to follow. I do love Adele, though. She's a badass. I love her. And also, she's a really, really cool person. I met her briefly, and I thought she was just so special.
Another one of our Twitter questions is there anything you're missing from the time when you were just a regular guy?
No, I'm, you know, when everything first started, I was a little overwhelmed, and I was sort of like, oh, you know, I kind of miss my anonymity. But I think over the last, like, 6 years, it's all kind of balanced out, and I've, like, learned how to, like, roll with it. I like my life. I like my new life and my house.
Calling live from Tokyo is pretty sweet. Back to the questions from the Glamberts. One of them was asking, which is easier for you to perform? The up-tempo songs, the dance songs, or are ballads more difficult for you?
Easier. I mean, easier in what way? I mean, I think to sing like an emotional ballad takes a little more focus, maybe. Emotionally, you do have to be a bit more vulnerable, so there's challenges with that. But the payoff is so great. I mean, it just depends on the song.
And with the emotional ones, have you ever gotten emotional and even come to the point of crying while singing on stage? Like, you get so into it that it's just like, well, that happened?
No, actually, I don't really cry very easily, to be honest with you. I'm kind of, I got a tough outer candy coating.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
I cry very easily if I'm an audience member, if I'm watching something.
Okay.
Like if I'm watching an emotional movie or a play, that's when I break down. But I find myself sort of, I don't know, I don't cry easily. I try to get other people to cry.
Interesting. Oh.
Does that ever affect, like, your relationships? Like, because I'm a very emotional person, and I want everyone to express their emotions.
Weeps constantly.
And so I weep constantly. So do you ever get in trouble? Do you, like, your relationships, are they ever like, why aren't you crying right now?
I don't know. I never thought about that. I mean, I think that the few, like, long-term relationships that I've had, they've been a lot like me. They've been a bit tough. So,
well, this relationship right now has taken a turn. I'm going to need you to cry once, Adam, for
me. He's going to break you down, Adam.
Will.
What, are you going to change your hair now?
No, I can never do that.
No, well, we couldn't be more excited to have you come here to the island to come see you perform at the Paramount.
I am so excited to come, and I'm excited for you guys to see my show. I worked really hard on this show, and I'm really proud of it. I think it's... wait till you see, like, the lights and the costumes and all that, all of it. It's quite a treat. I think you guys will like it.
Adam, I will see you backstage.
Oh, wow, that's creepy.
Did I take pics too? Get your security guards ready.
he laughs, but inside he's terrified.
No, inside I'm going, yeah, you think you're coming backstage? Yeah, right.
They're like, inform security about the man with the same hair as you. Be easy to spot. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. And I can't wait to see you guys soon.
All right. Awesome. We'll take care, Adam. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Dana and Jason in the morning. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 9 on 106.1 BLI and anywhere on demand at WBLI.com and the free BLI app.